Some of you might have seen this painting. It's often known as Checkmate, and it used to hang in the Louvre in Paris. It depicts a person, a man, playing chess with Satan for his soul. Now, I don't know anything about chess, so I hope I got this right, but apparently it all comes down to the king. Once the king is trapped, the winning side declares checkmate and the game is over. That's what seems to have happened in this painting until a chess grandmaster came upon the painting in the museum and stood looking at the chessboard for a long time. Eventually, he declared that the typical interpretation of the painting was wrong, because the king still had moves. The player could defeat his opponent even though he couldn't see it yet. One more move is the story of God. If you think about any stories in the Bible that you know, you might think about that situation where it seemed that checkmate would be called, and yet God had one more move. Adam and Eve expelled from the Garden of Eden. The Israelites on the edge of the Red Sea. Daniel in the lion's den. David against Goliath. Those five loaves and two fishes versus a hungry crowd of 5,000 plus. Seemingly checkmate situations, but every time God, the King of Kings, had one more move. And nowhere is that more so than at Easter. Good Friday seemed like we want to shout checkmate. Certainly for Jesus' disciples and friends, that is how they reacted and interpreted what had happened. They were huddled together in hiding, beset by fear. They were disorientated. They were defeated. Even at the very beginning of Easter day, the women tiptoed to the tomb, crying. It seemed that there was no hope, only despair. In fact, Mary was so caught up in her despair that she didn't even recognize Jesus when he was standing before her. It all seemed like checkmate. But God had the next move, resurrection. And with that move came hope and transformation. We see Mary announcing that Jesus had risen from the dead. Just 50 days after the resurrection, the disciples had been transformed into a group of people who had unshakable understanding about what their mission was and what their message would be. They were so bold that they were willing to take on the very people who had orchestrated Jesus' death. This hope and this transformation had its beginnings on Easter Day, and it would grow into a movement of which, if you're a follower of Jesus, we are still caught up in today. So what changed? What changed and caused the transformation for these people? Well, actually, they encountered the risen Christ. And Jesus gave them a new vision of hope, of confidence, of what God could do and who he is. They had realized that God always has another move. Hope sprang into life when they encountered Jesus risen from the dead. I want to say that the whole message of Easter can be encapsulated into this one word, hope. Sin defeated through Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross. Death defeated by the glorious resurrection on Easter Day. Forgiveness, new life. Hope, not just for the present, but also for the future. So I want to ask the question now. Easter comes to each of us and asks us the question, what is the reason for hope in your life and mine? Just reflect on that moment. If somebody were to ask you about the hope in your life, what would you say is the reason for the hope in your life? It's hard to find hope in our world, particularly at the moment, post-pandemic, spiraling costs of living, war in Ukraine. Actually, it's easy, isn't it, sometimes when we turn the television screens on to have a sense of hopelessness. Sometimes we find ourselves reacting like the disciples did before they encountered Jesus. Those without hope, those battling despair, struggling to choose faith when we can't see of any signs that encourage us and lead to hope. Somebody said, but then we remember, it didn't look good at the crucifixion. Maybe that's our part of the story. Maybe in our lives it doesn't look too good at the moment. Maybe we've got concerns about health, and jobs, finances, relationships, struggling individually with different anxieties. So where do we find hope when things don't look good? Well, I want to say that we can find the foundation of hope for our lives in all that we celebrate today on Easter Sunday. A hope that is built on the foundation that we belong to God because of Jesus' death and resurrection. That we can know our sins forgiven and have a personal relationship with God. I chose the text for this morning about a week ago, and unknowingly, Kamala emailed or sent it with our WhatsApp. We've got Harrogate Baptist Church WhatsApp. She actually sent it this morning to us from 1 Peter. Peter writes, according to God's great mercy, he has caused us to be born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. A living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That was God's next move on that first Easter day. And it can be a source of ongoing hope and our personal relationship with God and Jesus today. So actually, the event that happened 2,000 years ago is an event that brings each one of us personally a word of hope today. It's hope that's based on the facts of the resurrection, that Jesus really did rise from the dead. He was seen by many people post-resurrection. Jesus is alive today, right now, present with us. We can know this hope individually, here and now, but also that hope of eternity. That day when all of the pain and the suffering and the heartache of this world will be wiped away and be no more. Hope for today, hope for tomorrow, hope for all eternity. And so the risen Lord comes to us on this Easter morning, offers each one of us the offering of his living power and presence. He comes to bring us life in all of those places, particularly those places of those hard places in our lives where we have no hope, where our hope seems to have been crushed. It's precisely because the hope Jesus brings is born out of pain and suffering that we can take this hope into our world today. It may look like checkmate in our world. It may sometimes feel like checkmate in our lives. But then we look at the resurrection of Jesus and we remind ourselves that God always has another move, both for our world and also our lives. In the midst of all that is happening in our world and lives, the resurrection of Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, is the source of our true and lasting hope. This Easter, each of us has another move, beginning with embracing the hope that is in the risen Christ. Because here's the critical thing about that first Easter morning. It's not enough to simply know the facts of the resurrection. We need to personally encounter Jesus for ourselves, or maybe we need to re-encounter him today. Because Easter becomes a reality when we are open enough to open up our lives and welcome Jesus into all of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. It doesn't mean that when we have a personal encounter with Jesus, all of our problems disappear. It doesn't diminish the struggles that we face on a daily basis. But Jesus does come to offer us a peace that surpasses all understanding in the places we find ourselves. A confidence in Jesus as we trust him for our present, but also for our future. That assurance that no matter what tomorrow brings, Jesus is sufficient for all of our needs. Nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus. That is the message of Easter. A living hope gives us the daily option of choosing hope over despair, of taking our faith and living in hope. So today, I simply want us to encourage us to think about taking this opportunity on this Easter day to pause and consider that question of the reason that we have in our lives and in our world. The hope that we see in our stories. And to embrace that living hope that God offers through Jesus. A sure and certain hope. Anchored in the events of Easter, the Easter story. It was God's next move, and it can be our move too on this Easter day. I hope that each of us in faith has enough to choose that hope today. Let's just be still for a moment and to reflect on that question that's on the screen, the reason for hope that we have in our lives today.